i razumjeti milost do ranga.
Radhika.
Radhu.
That this Radhika become Gauranga.
Da je ta Radhika postala Gauranga.
And she comes to give exchange of loving, exchange of Radha and Krishna, what they're doing.
I da, i prenjela mi je, prenosi taj, to ljub, tu ljubavnu razmjenu između Radhe i Krishna.
And they themselves come to open the hidden pastime of themselves.
I oni su sami došli razotkriti skrivene zabave njih samih.
Because they understand in this Kali Yuga is not possible to get any perfection by the any sadhana in the life.
Jer su znali da u Kali Yugi ne postoji sadhana kojom bi došli do savršenstva.
Only the love, only the relation in between me can change the this time in Kali Yuga time to bounded soul, the covered soul.
Samo ta ljubav koja postoji između nas može osloboditi vezanu dušu, čvrsto vezanu dušu u Kali Yugi.
Right, you see?
Je li to ispravno?
What is the reason of appearance of Chaitanya?
Koji je razlog pojave Chaitanya?
Why he appears? Why he appear? Who Chaitanya?
Zašto se pojavio? Tko je on?
Gauranga Bodhite, when I will remember all the mercy, what she, Swamini, Radhika bring with Krishna together to give us shares.
Kada ću se sjećati onoga što je Radhika donijela kada je došla s Krishnom i što želi podijeliti sa mnom.
Then my sarir will shake, pulaka.
Tada će se moje tijelo početi tresti.
Surprising for me. Surprising. This is the surprise.
I to je iznenađujuće. To je za mene iznenađujuće.
And she is not alone.
I ona nije sama.
Hari is also there.
I Hari je tu.
Krishna is also there.
Krishna je tu.
But she covered Krishna inside.
Ali je ona sakrila Krishnu unutra.
Krishna is Hari Hari. When I see, oh, this not alone Radhika is there, not alone Gauranga is there, in Gauranga, Gaurangi is there, and Gaurangi inside, Krishna Hari is also there.
Kada ću vidjeti da vidjet ću da to nije samo Radha, da to nije Gauranga, nego da je Gauranga Radha koja skriva Krishna, koja prekriva Krishna. Krishna je unutra.
Then my eyes start talking. Is my tears, I cannot stop. So great they are merciful. They both come to say their feelings, sharing what they share each other in their personal exchange of loving knowledge.
I tada će moje progovoriti suzama zato što su došle, zato što su došli podijeliti sa mnom ono što se, ono što je tu tu vezu koja je među njima.
Vishay chariya kabe shuddh hove man. When my mind will become pure, my vishay will go down, finished by mercy of Nityananda. Vishay cannot go without mercy of Nityananda. He is the giver of vishay and he removes vishay. This vishay is only Nityananda mercy can come out in my, our life. Vishay means material desires.
Samo milošću Nityanande se višaja, odnosno materijalne želje, mogu ukloniti i mogu postati čisti.
You see? Because he is living and he is non-living, both are Nitya. He is outside and inside is Nitya. Inside in Chaityaguru is Nitya and outside everything is Nitya.
Posuda je Nitya. Nitya je unutra kao Chaityaguru i izvana posuda je Nitya.
The living person in your Kurukshetra city is all Nitya. And all the building, non-living thing is also Nitya. Everything is Nitya.
Sva živa bića koja susrećemo u ovom gradu su Nitya. I sve zgrade i sve nepomične stvari su Nitya. Sve je Nitya.
So, Gurudev is every place. There is no place any where he no exist and his mercy is not coming to me.
Gurudev je posuda. Ne postoji mjesto gdje ne postoji Gurudev i zato se njegova milost nalazi posuda.
Grass is teaching, he is Nitya. Tree is teaching, he is Nitya. Every moment in our life is I am learning. That is the mercy of
To se tiče i krave. Krava je Nitya. Učimo krave, učimo drveća. Drveća je Nitya. Ne postoji mjesto niti moment u mom životu iz kojeg ne mogu naučiti. Sve je Nitya.
So, he will give mercy. All my material desire will come down. To realize
God. I njegovu milošću sve moje materijalne želje će se utišati da bih realizirao, da bih spoznao Gaurangu.
Rup Raghunath pade hoibe akuti. Akuti means greed.
Akuti znači pohlepa.
Greed. In the lotus feet of Rupa, Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Without this greed, we cannot understand jugala priti.
Ovdje pohlepa, ta pohlepa ili žarka želja povezana sa željom za milošću lotusovih stopala Rupe i Raghunatha. Bez njihove milosti ne možemo napredovati.
Jugala priti, why Rupa? Rupa Goswami is via Rupa Anuga, first thing.
Zašto Rupa? Rupa Goswami. Zato što smo mi prva stvar, mi smo Rupa Anuga.
We are Rupa Anuga or not?
Jesmo ili nismo?
You know this? We are Rupa Anuga. We are follower of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Anuga. Our glory line is Rupa Anuga.
Mi smo svi sjedveni se Rupe Goswamija, a naša gaudija linija, svi smo u našoj gaudija liniji svi smo sljedbenici Rupa Goswami.
One is Raga Anuga, one is Rupa Anuga.
Jedno je Raga Anuga, a jedno je Rupa Anuga.
You know the difference of that Raga Anuga and Rupa Anuga?
Znate li razliku?
So no, only Rupa Anuga.
Mi smo Rupa Anuga.
Is it one subject to come? So why not we come to the Rupa Anuga? Who is Rupa Anuga?
Tko je Rupa Anuga? Zašto ne bismo postali Rupa Anuga?
Rupa Anuga means following.
Anuga znači slijediti.
And Rupa means Rupa Goswami is teaching Avideya. Avideya. Deha means body and Avi means how you can be distanced from this material body.
Rupa nas poučava kako da postanemo odmahnuti od materijalnog tijela.
If I keep my distance from material activities and identity and I am watchful, then I can be a Rupa.
Ako održavam tu distancu od materijalnog tijela i materijalnih aktivnosti i to radim pažljivo, tada mogu postati Rupa Anuga.
This is the teaching of Rupa. And every moment you have to watchful for yourself where you exist.
I tako trebamo biti pažljivi ono, u vezi naše službe i na koji način živimo.
Understand? If I am conscious with this existence of my bhakti means to live in the present, and rupa anugraha means to live in the present, not in the past. Live in the present and in your self-identity, self-consciousness. This is rupa anugraha.
Rupa nuga i bhakti je isto, to znači živjeti sada i živjeti u svom vlastitom izvornom duhovnom identitetu.
When I don't know myself, I don't identify myself, I cannot be a rupa.
Ako ne živim u sebi, ako ne znam tko sam, ako se ne identificiram, ne pronađem, ne mogu biti rupa nuga.
And there is two things. One is sadhadeha, and one is siddhadeha.
Postoji sadhakadeha i siddhadeha.
One is my material identity and one is my spiritual identity.
Materialni identitet i duhovni identitet.
And both will exist.
I oboje postoje.
If I say, somebody say, I will always live in siddha identity is not possible.
Kada netko kaže, ja ću uvijek živjeti u siddha identitetu, to nije moguće.
But by the touch of siddha identity, living in this sadhak identity also become divine.
Ali samo dodirom sa siddha identitetom, sadhak identitet također postaje božanski.
Because they are so much in the practice to live in a spiritual identity in their service and sarup, this all material eyes become divine eyes, ear become divine, they can understand more. They can, all the senses change in divinity.
Zbog toga što kada služimo u našem duhovnom tijelu, onda se materijalna osjetila mijenjaju i naše oči i naše ruke čine duhovne stvari. One se produhovljuju.
Like one paras mani, if you touch to the iron, it become gold. This happened. This paras touched by the iron become gold. Like this.
Kao sa kamenom mudraca. Kada s njim dirnemo željezo, postane zlato.
So this is the great mercy of Rupa Anuga, that we iron want to make by his mercy in divine consciousness. No? This our material senses become divine to use for the service of the Krishna.
Tako milošću Rupe Gosvamija naša osjetila postaju božanska za službu Krišne.
Understand? This is the great mercy of Rupa.
To je milost Rupa Nuge.
To fix this sensitiveness, this very sensitive, like a bird in the tree. You want to see the mango tree, first the yellow buds are coming, and then flower is coming, then fruit is coming, and after slowly they ripen, then you can eat that fruit.
Tako se polako razvija u nama ta duhovnost, kao na mango drvetu, najprije imamo vrlo, vrlo osjetljivi mali pup, onda iz njega izraste cvijet, onda plod polako raste i na kraju taj plod postane toliko zrel da ga možemo probati i kušati.
So this is like a bud. Our spiritual identity, it can fall any place if you are not conscious.
Ako ste svjesni Boga, onda taj naš duhovni identitet je kao kao sjeme, kao mali kupoljak iz kojeg će narasti onda plod.
You see, the tree is full of birds, but fruits are very few coming in the tree.
Možemo vidjeti da drveće najprije rađa sa jako puno cvjetova, a na kraju od tih cvjetova zapravo vrlo malo plodova se razvije.
So, the, what is the fortunate birds who give the fruits?
Koji je to sretni cvjet koji će dati plod?
And fruit is for what? To serve to Krishna, right?
A čemu služi plod? Da bi ga ponudili Krishna.
You wait till the fruits is not ripe up. Till the fruit is not ripe, you wait in tree. When it will ripe, you will take it and use for Krishna.
Čekamo da plod sazrije i on sve dok ne sazrije, biva na drvetu. Zatim ga uberemo, kad je potpuno zreo, i ponudimo ga Krishna.
So this manjari, in Hindi they say this birds is a manjari.
U Hindiju se taj pupoljak naziva manjari.
It's very sensitive.
Vrlo osjetljiv.
And sadhakdeha, when the fruits is not ripe, that is our sadhakdeha, sadhana.
Sve dok, dakle, kada plod još nije zreo, to je naša sadaka deha sadana.
And what is siddha deha? When the fruit is ripe, what you will do? You will wait for 10 days to eat?
Sadana deha, to je kada je plod već zreo i kada ga uberemo, šta ćete čekati 10 dana da ga pojedete? Siddha
deha. Yes, what you will say? I will eat this ripe food after 10 days.
Kažete, ješ poslije 10 dana.
What will happen to the fruit?
Što će se desiti sa plodom?
It will become bad, you cannot eat it.
Pokvarit će se, nećemo ga moći jesti.
You have to eat now, because it's a ripe.
Jer sada je pravo vrijeme, sad je zrel i ubran iz drveta, sada ga treba jesti.
This is the mercy of Rupa Goswami.
To je milost Rupa Goswami.
This is avideya. Without sambandha, if sambandha is from sadhakdeha, from siddhadeha, what sambandha I like in my life, that to decide.
Sambandha je ono što dolazi od siddhadehe i sadhakadehe. Nisam razumio dalje.
What sambandha? There is one relation with physical body. And one sambandha is for my spiritual identity.
Aha. Znači imam sambandhu ili odnos sa materijalnim tijelom i sa duhovnim tijelom.
Understand? If this is from physical identity, it will be temporary.
Ako je to dolazi iz odnosa sa materijalnim tijelom, onda će to biti privremeno.
My physical identity will finish, relation will finish.
Jer kada tijelo ode, odnos je gotov.
And when I will develop from my spiritual identity, it will become divine and it will never finish.
A kada dolazi iz, kada taj odnos dolazi iz duhovnog tijela, onda će to postati vječno, jer duhovno tijelo ne propada.
And from that, is it Jaivadharma? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right? Jaivadharma to recognize your dharma of your spiritual identity.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je napisao da je Jaivadharma da bi pričao o tom našem odnosu sa našim vječnim identitetom.
And all Mahajan, Bhakti Siddhanta, Prabhupada, they all bring this message for the relationship and develop your avidya gyan. You go through the books. If you want to find this thing, it will be clear every place.
Ako želite naći to znanje o duhovnom identitetu, Šila Prabhupada i Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati upravo to donose.
All Mahajans.
Sve Mahajane. I sve Mahajane donose to.
We cannot say one. All the Mahajans do realized he want to give that realization to us to know that.
Oni su, sve Mahajane su to realizirali i daju nama, nude nam da dobijemo istu realizaciju.
Is a hidden. You have to find out.
Skriveno je, trebate pronaći.
Rupa Raghunath pade hoibe akuti. Akuti means great Raghunath Das Goswami. How he is Lab Kusum Manjari. How he is crying in the separation, in the sambandha, and crying and chanting for the Lord. That is the prayojan of
tu taj tu žarku želju da primjer žarke želje je Raghunath Das Goswami koji plače za milošću Radharani.
Radha, how Radha is thinking for Krishna. This is the one side. How Krishna is thinking for Radhika is another side.
Jedna stvar je kako Radha misli o Krišni, a druga stvar je kako Krišna misli o Radhi.
That is the reason of appearance of Chaitanya.
To je razlog da se Chaitanya pojavi.
Rupa Raghunath pade raho mor aas. Again repetition of this line. Aas. Only for aas. Aas means only one sattva.
Only one?
Sattva.
Rupa Raghunatha, oni su moje jedino utočište. Raho mor aas.
This is my prayer.
To je moja molitva.
And you see the thing, Rupa Manjari Pada. You have some book. Rupa Manjari Pada. Say more dhana and sampada. What is my path? What is to do?
Što da činim? Shri Rupa Manjari Pada. The feet?
No, in Bangla.
Bangla. Shri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sei Mora Sampada.
What is meaning of Sampada?
Što znači Sampada?
Pada means feet.
Pada su stopala.
Pada means the way. The znači, stepping, how they step.
To bih rečima, put, kamo idu stopalo.
Mahajan gata sopantha. Mahajan, how they walk, that is my way.
Kako Mahajane hodaju, to je moj put.
That is the way. Rupa Manjari Pada.
Say
more?
Sampada.
Sampada means? Well. This money is not wealth. Wealth is my realization. My wealth is my identity is my wealth.
Moje blago je moja realizacija. Moje blago je moj duhovni identitet.
Self-realization of Sarup. Prabhupada writes in page 4. Sarup is your wealth. Your spiritual identity is your wealth. To them, what is to do? Perfection is that identity. Develop perfection, how to practice with bhajan and seva to fix it. That is the thing to do.
Znači, mi provodimo bhajan i sevu da bismo se učvrstili u našem duhovnom identitetu.
That is the way.
I to je naše blago.
Other thing, is all to living in goodness.
Sve ostalo je samo život u vrlini.
You do good. If you're not good, do good. But if this is not doing, then one thing you have to do, this life or next life. But this is the better circumstances because everything is favorable.
U vrlini sve je povoljno za predano služenje i trebali bismo živjeti u vrlini.
Right? Read another
one. Say more bhajana pujana.
Say more bhajan. Why I am doing bhajan?
Zašto radim bhajan?
For this. My bhajan is this, and pujan worshipping. This is my real pujan.
To je moja...
To develop my, fix my identity. This is my bhajan and pujan. This is the goal of my life.
Moj bhajan i moje obožavanje je da se približim cilju svog života, a to je da dobijem svarup, da se učvrstim u svom duhovnom identitetu. Say more prana dhana.
The wealth is my self-realization is my first wealth to connect with you. If my this wealth is not there, I will connect from my flesh wealth, what I understand. And it will not work.
Moje bogatstvo, moje blago je samo spoznaje, duhovni identitet. Jer ako se kroz duhovni identitet povežem s tobom, onda će to biti prava stvar. Ako ne znam svoj duhovni identitet, onda ako se povezam s tobom kroz materijalni identitet, to neće donesti željeni rezultat.
That is my wealth. When I will know my self, how to develop relation with you, and what is my goal of life.
To je moje blago. Kako da razvijem, kako da u svom duhovnom identitetu razvijem odnos sa tobom.
Is hidden. Like Krishna is hiding, this is also hiding. We have to believe and practice this. To open that hidden fact, where is my Krishna? If it's open, I can see. If it's not open, I will see as a stone or wood or anything. This is covered, he is also covered there. If it's open, I can see it open from this place. He will share with you. Yes.
This is long. Okay, I will try. Krishna se skriva i on je zapravo tajna i mi trebamo poraditi na tome da ga pronađemo. To je moje, ta potraga za Krishnom, to je moje blago.
To je naš put, taj naš put kad sam uspoznao isto tako skriven.
Say more abharan.
Abharan. That is my covering. This is not my covering. Abharan means covering. Abharan
znači nešto što me prekriva.
I am looking, this is my flesh is my abharan. No. My divine form is my covering.
Moje meso u kojem se nalazim, to nije moje, to nije ono čime sam ja prekriven. Ja sam prekriven duhovnim tijelom.
Understand?